DeepEnglish.com.
Ron and Diana Watson are creatures of habit. What kind of creatures are Ron and Diana Watson? Ron and Diana Watson are creatures of habit. For 6 days a week, they take their seats in the same Texas Roadhouse at the same time of day and order the same meal. Do they take their seats at the same Texas Roadhouse? Yes, they take their seats at the same Texas Roadhouse. Do they do this at the same time of day? Yes, they do this at the same time of day. What do they order? They order the same meal. And how often do they do this? They do this 6 days a week. Over the last 15 years, the Watsons have been chowing down on barbecue chicken and roadkill steak. Over the last 15 years, have the Watsons been eating lightly? No, the Watsons haven't been eating lightly. Over the last 15 years, the Watsons have been chowing down. What have they been chowing down on? They have been chowing down on barbecue chicken and roadkill steak. It may sound dull, but the Watsons believe in the comfort of sameness. Does it sound exciting? No, it doesn't sound exciting. It sounds dull. Do the Watsons believe in the richness of diversity? No, the Watsons don't believe in the richness of diversity. They believe in the comfort of sameness. The Watsons' need for routine is common. Is the Watsons' need for routine rare? No, the Watsons' need for routine isn't rare. The Watsons' need for routine is common. In life, the unexpected and unfamiliar lurks around every corner. In life, does the unexpected lurk around every corner? Yes, in life, the unexpected lurks around every corner. What else lurks around every corner? The unfamiliar lurks around every corner. Is it any wonder we crave the security of the everyday and mundane? What do we crave the security of? We crave the security of the everyday and mundane. Is it any wonder? No, it isn't any wonder. Members of the Dull Men's Club would certainly agree. Who would certainly agree? Members of the Dull Men's Club would certainly agree. Leland Carson is a 77-year-old retired tax attorney who founded the club for men who like ordinary things. Who is Leland Carson? Leland Carson is a 77-year-old retired tax attorney. For what kind of men did he found the club? He founded the club for men who like ordinary things. The idea came to him in a New York athletic club bar. Did the idea come to him in a Miami salsa club bar? No, the idea didn't come to him in a Miami salsa club bar. The idea came to him in a New York athletic club bar. He and a group of men were looking at the club's monthly magazine. What were he and a group of men looking at? He and a group of men were looking at the club's monthly magazine. The pages were filled with boxing, judo, skiing, sailing, and other high adrenaline pursuits. Were the pages filled with relaxing pursuits? No, the pages weren't filled with relaxing pursuits. The pages were filled with high adrenaline pursuits. What were some of those high adrenaline pursuits? Some of those high adrenaline pursuits were boxing, judo, skiing, and sailing. Carson and his friends didn't do any of those things. Did Carson and his friends do any of those things? No, Carson and his friends didn't do any of those things. They confessed to being rather dull. Did they confess to being fascinating? No, they didn't confess to being fascinating. They confessed to being rather dull. So, they decided to start a club within a club, and a new movement was born. What did they decide to start? They decided to start a club within a club. What was born? A new movement was born. The Dull Men's Club now has hundreds of members worldwide. How many members does the Dull Men's Club now have worldwide? The Dull Men's Club now has hundreds of members worldwide. Some collect air sickness bags. Others collect bricks. What do some members collect? Some members collect air sickness bags. What do others collect? Others collect bricks. Some spend their days photographing mailboxes. Do some spend their days photographing postal carriers? No, they don't spend their days photographing postal carriers. They spend their days photographing mailboxes. And others just roam around, sitting on benches. Do others just roam around? Yes, others just roam around. What do they sit on? They sit on benches. You won't find any adrenaline junkies in the dull men's club. What won't you find in the dull men's club? You won't find any adrenaline junkies in the dull men's club. Those thrill seekers are cut from a different cloth. Who is cut from a different cloth? Those thrill seekers are cut from a different cloth. They spend their time searching for new challenges and exciting experiences. Do they spend their time searching for new challenges? Yes, they spend their time searching for new challenges. What else do they spend their time searching for? They spend their time searching for exciting experiences. Christopher Berglund is one of those thrill seekers. Who is one of those thrill seekers? Christopher Berglund is one of those thrill seekers. He became an ultra-endurance athlete because he got bored so easily. What did he become? He became an ultra-endurance athlete. Why did he become an ultra-endurance athlete? He became an ultra-endurance athlete because he got bored so easily. He believes people have a biological need to struggle for survival. What does he believe? He believes people have a biological need to struggle for survival. Do you believe people have a biological need to struggle for survival? In other words, we're hardwired to enjoy taking risks and pushing boundaries. Are we hardwired to enjoy taking risks? Yes, we're hardwired to enjoy taking risks. What else are we hardwired to enjoy? We're also hardwired to enjoy pushing boundaries. He says life in the digital age is causing our bodies and minds to become short-circuited. What does he say is causing our bodies and minds to become short-circuited? He says life in the digital age is causing our bodies and minds to become short-circuited. So, we all need some element of danger in our lives to stay healthy. What do we all need in our lives to stay healthy? We all need some element of danger in our lives to stay healthy. Kurt Vonnegut once wrote, "I want to stand as close to the edge as I can without going over." Where does Kurt Vonnegut want to stand? Kurt Vonnegut wants to stand as close to the edge as he can without going over. Out on the edge, you see all kinds of things you can't see from the center. Out on the edge, what do you see? Out on the edge, you see all kinds of things you can't see from the center. Walking a tightrope between personal safety and risk is something we all have to do when making choices. What is something we all have to do when making choices? Walking a tightrope between personal safety and risk is something we all have to do when making choices. So perhaps finding our own sweet spot between the dull and the dangerous is the key to living a life of contentment. What is the key to living a life of contentment? Finding our own sweet spot between the dull and the dangerous is the key to living a life of contentment.